hash the fault lines beneath the foundation, a community divided over the Meridian hub. The proposed construction of the Meridian Data Center, heralded by the Development Consortium as a cornerstone for regional economic revitalization, has ignited a fierce schism within the surrounding Willow Creek community. What began as a high-level discussion of municipal planning has rapidly devolved into a visceral clash between abstract macroeconomic projections and tangible, lived environmental realities. The friction point lies at the intersection of corporate optimism and local resistance, illustrating the perennial tension between planned progress and immediate community well-being. The official narrative, disseminated through glossy press releases and city council briefings, paints a picture of undeniable prosperity. The Meridian project is framed as an engine for growth, promising thousands of high-paying technology jobs and a significant injection of tax revenue into the region's coffers. Corporate spokespersons emphasize the necessity of this infrastructure to position the area as a global hub, citing projected GDP increases and streamlined logistics. This perspective positions the local community as beneficiaries of a larger, undeniable economic tide, urging patience in the face of necessary industrial evolution. However, for the residents of Willow Creek, this vision is accompanied by an escalating series of tangible grievances. The official documents gloss over the immediate costs borne by existing infrastructure. Local accounts reveal that preliminary utility assessments, while presented abstractly as manageable operational expenses, forecast substantial spikes in water and power consumption directly correlated with the data center's operational demands. Furthermore, environmental watchdogs have pointed to strain on local ecosystems, citing concerns over increased energy demands and potential runoff from expanded industrial activities. "We are told this is progress," stated Maria Santos, a longtime resident, during a tense town hall meeting. "But progress doesn't pay for the added load on our aging water lines or silence the concern about polluted tributaries. We see blueprints, the developers see spreadsheets." This discrepancy highlights a fundamental disconnect. The municipal policy prioritizes aggregate economic gain, a macro-level objective measured in quarterly reports, while community life is governed by micro-level experiences of resource scarcity and environmental impact. Where city planners focus on long-term fiscal health, residents are grappling with immediate quality of life concerns, increased utility bills, potential traffic congestion, and the perceived sacrifice of local green spaces. The abstract promise of jobs clashes directly with the concrete reality of higher household costs and ecological vulnerability. The resulting tension is a microcosm of contemporary development disputes. Official optimism, rooted in globalized economic models, often fails to account for localized externalities, the unavoidable costs borne by specific populations situated on the periphery of large-scale projects. The Meridian Hub project forces Willow Creek to confront the uncomfortable truth that infrastructure development is not purely an economic equation. It is a negotiation over shared resources and priorities. For the community, the future of the project will depend not just on the viability of the corporation's forecasts, but on the successful translation of abstract policy into equitable, tangible benefits for those who must live with its immediate consequences.